Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan. And my co-host, actually, if things go well Thursday night, might be Ruth Ryan, right? I mean, I don't know. So it'll be nice and easy going forward. Now, Ruth and I are going to go to this Not In My Town event, which I think is significant. And she brought up a good point at the break. It's hard sometimes for seniors to get out at night.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when you try to plan these things, you try to get the biggest audience. And part of this, and I don't mean this the way it sounds, this is a younger person's issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we do have to educate the young people of the terrible consequences of hate. So that's the premise.
But you know what
this.
People could also do is that if you call 311, you know, and ask to speak to Shari Bitton, even though Project Independence doesn't directly provide transportation, part of our program this wouldn't be. But Shari would be able to find, you know, hook you up with your local cab company that often does a discount or something.
That's true,
too.
Right, right.
So she'll help.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so she will work with, you know, you if you really want to go and help you figure out kind of the best way. And like I said, the cabs that we're partner with are really wonderful. And because we are partnering with them, really just do different things for,
right.
you know, our seniors, which is wonderful.
And then they would come at 9 o'clock? And
yeah, they'll come.
Them.
Yeah, you would just schedule, you know, like a regular ride.
The other thing, which is also now this is a plug for the advisory, people should go to the advisory because we were talking earlier about exercising and Ruth said you meet people. But by going to the advisory, you meet people and then you exchange some phone numbers because there are certain people that don't mind driving at night. So therefore, there's the designated driver. So all of a sudden, Ruth and two other people say, listen, I'd like to go. You have a car full.
No, right, absolutely.
That's true.
Because there are people out there. And at the end of the day, why miss a program?
If
somebody's going from town and driving over to Clinton,
we can always figure out a way.
Why not go with three or four
people
in the car?
But another really exciting program that's filling up very fast is we actually had her on the radio. Her name was Joycetta Pierce. And she's with the African American Museum of Nassau County. And she is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. You could literally, I could listen to her. She could speak forever and I would, you know, be engaged. But she will be doing a presentation on May 5th because the people wanted her back. So she is back. And it's an encore of the interactive presentation she did. And it's really just, it's so amazing because you could even bring information that you have and she could help find out kind of your genealogy and stuff, which is really just an incredible program. And that's at the Yes We Can Community Center from 11 to 12 on May 5th. So you have to register for this program. So please.
Where is the Yes We Can Community Center?
That's 141 Garden Street in Westbury.
Westbury.
Yes.
Okay.
And the importance of registering, just because I know this has happened on occasion, everything is free, basically.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But, you know, if they set up for 20 chairs and they're in a certain room and 50 people show up, you can't get in.
Yeah, and this program, too, you know, it's very interactive. So it can't be a giant audience, obviously, either. So it's kind of scaled to a certain amount of people. But call 311 or 869-6 or 6311, you know, to get connected. And another wonderful, wonderful program I want to mention is this Brain Games program. It's going to be presented by Kelly Steinman, who's one of our nurses, and Gail Sellis, who's one of our gerontologists on staff. They are both absolutely phenomenal. And it's going to be at the Port Washington Library. So you can go to this and then go to Wit and Whim right after. I mean, I'm just saying. And it's going to be on Thursday.
And then go to the bookshop for coffee.
I like that. There, we can make a whole day of it, you know. And especially with the weather nice, you're right by the water. I mean, you could shoot over to Home Goods too. That's what I would do. But listen, I don't want to tell you all my hot spots. It's going to be Thursday, May 4th, 11th, and 13th. It's an 18th. It's a 3 weeks program, so you really need to commit to all three sessions, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And they're just so great. I've seen their brain game things, and you know, and these are it's really a push to do these things now because it's so important to keep your mind stimulated, and they're fun. That's what's really just great about them. They find all these interesting different brain teasers and puzzles. You know, we all were doing it in the office one day, and some are extremely difficult, but it's great. And you know, it also, what's nice about this program is it's a social thing too, because everyone's sitting out there trying to figure it out together. And you know, someone might have one piece and another person have another piece. So it's really a great program. But there's also limited space available for this, too, because it's at the library. So call 311 as soon as you can to register for that as well. And enough about Project Independence stuff. The building department is doing a series. They did it in the past, and now it's going to be coming back on May 15th and May 23rd. And on May 15th at the Manhasset Public Library and May 23rd at the Hillside Public Library. And it's what to know before buying or selling a home. You know, anyone that's been through it knows it can be quite the complicated process, especially when you don't know what kind of permits you need or certificates,
right.
You know, on either end. You know, you need to have certain things in order to sell the house and certain things need to be in order for you to buy the house. So this is going
to be... This might be something good, even if you're not thinking of selling now.
Absolutely. Very important. Just preparing. You know, we at the town, and especially in Project Independence, always say prepare, prepare, prepare. We don't want anyone to not have everything they need to do and be caught in some kind of emergency panic situation.
Right. And so, what time is this?
This is at 7 p.m.
Oh, this is another evening.
Yes, yeah. And this is, like I said, it's May 15th at the Manhasset Public Library or on Tuesday, May 23rd at the Hillside Public Library.
Also 7 to 9 p.m.?
Yes, they're 7, yeah. They just start at 7. I'm not sure how long.
Last week, Dr. Pat, I forget her last name. Bamba?
Yes, Bamba.
Bamba. Mm-hmm. What a great line. There's plenty of time until there isn't.
Yep.
And it's speaking, so true. That's
and that was, you really segued into something that was sent to me to promote.
Oh.
That's a very wise saying.
But it's so
yeah,
true because, you know,
I know
you, people, all of a sudden you have to sell your house because you got to get into a home and then you find out you didn't get the CO and you put an extension or you change the bathroom.
So not worth
plan
like
it.
The
and
stress that comes
with other
with
stuff
that.
With health and everything else. Guess what? Everybody puts not everybody. A lot of people put it off and then it's five times as difficult.
Absolutely.
Just a little pre-planning.
But a great thing, speaking of Dr. Bamba,
okay.
The NYU Winthrop Hospital, a division of geriatrics, is hosting a program, and it's called Advocating for Your Loved Ones, Advanced Care Planning Using the MULST Form and Legislative Efforts for Patients with Dementia.
Okay.
You know, Dr. Bamba touched on this
right.
when she was here and really how important it is to have all these forms in order, you know, just for the process to be smooth. So she will be one of the speakers, Dr. Bamba.
Oh, okay.
Who obviously did an amazing job here. And she's so knowledgeable and so clear on a subject that can be very, you know, overwhelming and complicated. So she
and
will
emotional.
Be, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, what's nice about Dr. Bamba is that she recognizes that it can be an extremely an emotional process, but you know we'll work through this with people. Mary Ann Ragona, who's the executive director of the Alzheimer's Disease Resource Center, will be there, and Linda Martinez, who's absolutely wonderful too. I know Linda; she's a geriatric social worker. She will also be presenting too. So you have a bunch of different professionals.
When is this?
This is on Thursday, June 8th. At the Dr. Martin Spatz Conference Center, which is on First Street in Mineola.
Okay.
It's the lower level of the main hospital, just to make it easy. And it's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's what Winthrop is doing. So to get in touch with them, you would call 516-663-8220. Or you can always call 311 and we could put you in contact with that. So definitely check that out.
311 is a magical number.
It
really
we
is.
Always call it, you know, the one-stop shop.
Yes.
Because we're very fortunate in North Hempstead to have this kind of this hotline that you can call up and be connected to, you know, they field where your call should go, which is wonderful. Not everyone has that luxury, so definitely make use of it. So that is 311 or 869-6311. Check that out. And another wonderful organization that we do a lot with is the Viscardi Center. And they're having, it's called the Vision, Speech, and Hearing Awareness Day. It's going to be on May 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we really, really encourage people to go to this. I've been before, and there's amazing speakers. It has free breakfast and lunch, which is another plus that they're doing.
That's
but
a
it's
double
really,
plus.
But what's nice, too, is that there's a lot of hands-on demonstrations, too. And you could just learn really all these things that are out there. So if you have low vision or deafness or blindness or any kind of, you know, just slight hearing difficulties, you can just learn, like, how to maintain your independence, you know, and stay at home with different things that could really, you know, change your whole world, really. There will also be free hearing assessments as well, so you could check that out. There'll be music therapists, there are occupational therapists, and it's really geared for all people, whether you're a caregiver or someone, you know, dealing with it on your own too. So definitely check that out. And, you know, because they are providing hearing assessments, you can call 311 and use the medical transportation program to get there, which is nice too.
Okay.
Which is discounted transportation. So that's May 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Viscardi Center in Albertson. So please, I recommend everyone checks that out because it's a wonderful, wonderful program. And another thing we're doing, because we're just trying to keep people independent over here, is our fabulous CarFit program is going to be on Tuesday, June 20th, which seems like it's far away, but this program fills up very, very fast, so we want to get the word out there. It goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., so you would schedule your appointment somewhere between that, and it's usually between 20 and 30 minutes. And the CarFit program is really to help you, it's kind of self-explanatory, fitting yourself in your car. You know, as you age, it gets a little different, and people might think that, you know, oh, I could still drive, but they're not realizing that it might be difficult to turn your neck. You know, I would laugh with my grandfather because he wanted to drive, but he couldn't turn his head. I'm like, you can't turn your head. It's kind of a major part of driving. You know, like, so.
True.
It really, you know, you don't realize that, you know, as you age in general, things change. I actually was car fitted in my car to see what this was all about, and I learned things that I really had no idea about. And something that always stuck with me was you learn about how to appropriately adjust your mirrors. You know, I always had part of my car showing in the mirror because I just needed to. But they said you're really not supposed to have your car at all because you're not, you know, you're limiting what you can actually see out there. You know you're in your car. You don't need to see your car. So that was a bit of an adjustment for me, but I do that all the time now. And I yell at my husband when he tries to change my mirrors because I'm like, I've got it perfectly. You're ruining this. But it's really great. You know, it shows you how far the steering wheel should be from your chest, et cetera. And there's a whole little checklist. So I recommend definitely getting fit in your car if you are still driving. And that's at Clinton G. Martin Park. And you can call 311 for that information.
And that's the golden nugget we're going to leave you on.
Yes.
Okay? Because honestly, it's amazing. It's 2 hours, Ruth, and it's gone.
That's right.
And what came out of the show? I got a date.
See?
And I want to have your number, too.
I'm going to give it to you in a second. Right now, we had a great show.
Not on the air.
All the ladies will be after me then. with great guests. And we'll be here next week. So you've been listening to Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.